This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The Pueblo County coroner has resigned after the discovery of improperly stored decaying bodies at his private practice. Here's KRCC's Brianna Heaney.
Brian Cotter owns Davis Mortuary, where a routine inspection uncovered several bodies in various stages of decomposition. A criminal investigation led by the Colorado Bureau of Investigation is underway. Cotter has not been arrested. Identifying the remains discovered at the funeral home is in the early stages. The bodies have been transported to the El Paso County Coroner's Office, and CBI has created a questionnaire for potential victims that's available on their website. In a statement on social media, the county says that the coroner's services will continue without interruption. The county commission must appoint an interim coroner within 10 days of the resignation. Otherwise, the governor will fill the position. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
On the Western Slope, Mesa County healthcare facilities have added precautions following recent measles cases. Elaine Taylor is director at the Good Samaritan, a free clinic in Grand Junction that treats vulnerable community members. She says it's vital for them to avoid an outbreak.
We are screening, pre-screening everyone prior to them walking into the clinic to be sure that they haven't been exposed, that they've been vaccinated, that they don't have symptoms.
Mesa County Public Health has identified two adult cases of measles. It's 7:06.